أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الطلاق مرتان، فإمساكم بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. Since we started this ayah on talaq, I thought we will try and finish it today. We will discuss the masail of fasting tomorrow, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الطلاق مرتان. Talaq is twice, meaning after the first talaq, a man is and a woman, they allowed to reconcile, and the talaq can be revoked. After the talaq is issued for a second time also, they can reconcile, the talaq can be revoked. But once the third talaq has been issued, the talaq cannot be revoked. So Allah says, talaq is twice. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفِ. Either retain her, keep her kindly, graciously. If you want to take her back, the man issued a talaq, he issued a divorce, and now they want to reconcile, he wants to revoke the talaq, Allah says, you may do so. فَإِمْسَاك. Take her back, retain her, keep her, but بِمَعْرُوف. Not to make her life a misery. Not so that you may oppress her. Not so that you may take advantage of her. Allah says, take her back, do so kindly. أو تسريح, or release her. If you have no intention of taking her back, there's no hope for the two of them to reconcile the marriage, تسريح, leave her, release her from the nikah, بإحسان, kindly also. Don't now start claiming things back, that I want the mahar back, and the holiday I sent you on, this is how much I paid, I need that money back, the clothes that I bought you, the jewelry that I bought you. تسريح, release her, let her go, بإحسان, kindly and graciously. So if you're going to keep her, do it graciously. If you are going to release her and not take her back, then do so graciously. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَأْخُذُوا. And it is not halal for you to take, it is not lawful for you to take, مِمَّا آتَيْتُمُهُنَّ شَيْئًا. Anything from what you have given her. You gave her dowry, irrespective of how much dowry you have paid, how much mahar you have paid. You, throughout the marriage, there were gifts that you had bought for her, jewelry that you had bought for her, clothing that you have bought for her. Allah says, it is not halal. لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ. It is not halal for you to take back شَيْئًا. Not even one thing. Anything you're not allowed to take back from what you have given her. إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Right. So we spoke of talaq as one avenue or one mechanism whereby the nikah can be ended. The second mechanism we spoke about was khula', and that's what Allah discussed now. What was khula'? That she surrenders an amount of wealth, preferably the dowry amount. It is not suitable for the husband and appropriate for the husband to ask more than the dowry. He paid 10,000 rand as dowry. And now sometimes they got married years ago, the dowry must have been 50 rand, or dowry must have been 100 rand. And now, and we said khula is allowed, he's allowed to accept that payment when the fault lies with her. The fault lies with her, and he feels that I'm not going to release her until I get my dowry back. I've given her hundreds of thousands of rands in dowry and in gifts. So I'm not going to release her, since she is the one who has created this problem in the marriage that has allowed the marriage to break down. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا أَن يَخَافَ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. Unless, you're not allowed, generally you're not allowed to take anything back. Unless the two of them fear that they cannot uphold the limits set by Allah. They cannot uphold the limits set by Allah. Living together, they are going to break the commandments of Allah. That is, can you see what should be the foundation? Or what is a justifiable reason for ending the marriage? What is a justifiable reason? Today sometimes you find after 12, 15 years, the woman, she just says, I'm just not emotionally attached to the man anymore. Is he providing a home? Yes, he's providing a home. Is he fulfilling your rights? He's fulfilling my rights. Your conjugal rights? He's fulfilling his akhlaq, lovely akhlaq, his ibadah, everything intact, perfect. But what? I'm just not emotionally attached to him anymore. I want out of this marriage. Allah says that is not a justifiable cause or reason to break the marriage. Yes, if the two of them fear Allah yuqima hudud Allah, that so long as they live together, they cannot uphold the limits set by Allah, They are going to be guilty of abusing one another. There's going to be a violation of one another's rights and so forth. They cannot uphold the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for the two of them. Then Allah says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. If you fear that they cannot uphold the limits set by Allah, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا, then there's no sin upon the two of them, فِيمَ افْتَدَتْ بِهِ, if she submits and she gives an amount in order to secure her release. So now she pays that amount, the khula amount. In order to secure her release, Allah says there's no sin for the two of them to enter into this type of an agreement and a contract. We spoke of the details thereof yesterday. Tilka hududullah. Allah says, look, this is the limits that Allah has set in place. When it comes to nikah, when it comes to talaq, every aspect of your life, Allah says, tilka hududullah. These are the limits set by Allah. That is why you will consult with the scholars and the ulama when it comes to the issues of talaq in that. Don't take a unilateral decision, or don't go to somebody who possesses, who does not have the knowledge with regards to talaq, and who does not know the laws of Allah with regards to marriage and talaq. Why? Because Allah says, in talaq and marriage and iddat and all these aspects related to marriage, there are limits that Allah has set and put in place. Tilka hududullah. These are the limits set by Allah. فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Allah says, do not violate and do not exceed the limits which Allah has put in place. وَمَن يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, and whosoever will exceed the limits, whosoever will violate the limits that Allah put in place, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones who are the wrongdoers. May Allah grant us the understanding.